Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, February 19th. First, our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. There are still some road closures around Grey Bruce while cleanup continues. Highway 21 is still closed from Amberley to Southampton. Some Bruce County roads are still closed, including parts of Bruce Road 1, 10, 40, 23, and Grey Bruce line from Scone to Highway 21. There are other Bruce County road closures, and you can find a full list on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. Highways range from bare on 6 in northern Bruce Peninsula and 26 around Meaford to partly snow-covered in southern Grey and partly snow-covered to center bare in southern Bruce County. Visibility is mainly good. Environment Canada says the recent winter storm events in Grey Bruce dropped around 60 centimeters of snow. Warning preparedness meteorologist Jeff Colson says between the winter storm warning over the weekend and the snow squall warning on Tuesday, the observation site at the Wyarton Airport measured a little over 64 centimeters of snow.
The snowfall total so far for this winter at the Wyarton Airport site stands at 396.6 centimeters. And in fact, that's already more than the average snowfall for a whole winter at that site.
So far for February, the Wyarton site has measured 92.2 centimeters, and Colson says the long-term average for this month is 73.5 centimeters. Saugeen Shores Police say over the course of 13 hours yesterday, from 8:30 in the morning to 9:30 last night, officers issued 16 tickets for driving on a closed highway. They also issued one careless driving charge as a result of a crash on a closed highway. Other drivers were ticketed for failing to provide proof of insurance and failing to surrender their driver's license, as well as driving the wrong way. Waterloo Regional Police have issued a warrant for a local celebrity. They've published a wanted poster with Wyarton Willie's picture on it. The joke poster says police are actively searching for Wyarton Willie after his bold prediction for an early spring turned out to be less than accurate. They say he's wanted for fraud after a massive dumping of snow on not just Grey Bruce, but a lot of southwestern Ontario. Willie predicted an early spring back on February 2nd, and while it's only been a little over 2 weeks since then, it certainly doesn't look like spring is on the way. Waterloo police add on their mock poster, "If spotted, approach with caution. He may try to go back into hiding." Statistics Canada has released some shrinkflation numbers. Shrinkflation is when a product gets smaller, but the price is still the same. StatsCan says 77% of brand names experienced shrinkflation. House brands, also known as store brands, experienced 22% shrinkflation. Top items that had the most shrinkflation were cheddar and mozzarella cheese, margarine, cookies, crackers, breakfast cereals, and pasta mixes. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 22 points to 25,626. The Dow Jones is up 71 points. Our dollar is trading at 70.3 U.S. cents, up 17 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is 72.28, up 43 cents a barrel. Taking a look at sports, one game in the OHL tonight, the Brampton Steelheads host the Oshawa Generals. The Owen Sound Attack return to action tomorrow in Barrie against the Colts. It's the start of a three-game road trip that will include stops in Sudbury Friday and Sault Ste. Marie Sunday. You can hear all the games live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, Mount Forest and Kincardine have games this evening, weather permitting. In the Greater Metro Junior League, the Meaford Knights open their playoff series against the West Nipissing Lynx. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Toronto takes on New York this evening. And play continues today at the 2025 Scotties Tournament of Hearts in Thunder Bay. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Flurries tonight, a light breeze, minus 14, the wind chill minus 20 overnight. 2 centimeters of snow Thursday, a high of minus 8, the wind chill minus 14. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, a chance of flurries, some blowing snow, a high of minus 6. Right now it is minus 12 in Lion's Head, minus, I'm Claire McCormack, now you are up to date.